I'm the big homie now. Don't forget that. I'm the big homie now.
Yo, what up? Episode 71 of the Big Homie Side. We got a lot of homies in the building. It's real packed in this motherfucker today. For Shosky. So we're going to start over here to the right. Tell the people who you is.
I'm Tiara Ham.
So crazy ass bucket hat. Mm-hmm. Of course.
Big Homie JoJo, period.
And from last week.
Roman.
Big Homie Rome. And,
Sierra.
No, you was talking a whole bunch before this motherfucker got started.
Sierra. Y'all started me on this camera because I'll finish with you off the camera. I'm Sierra, y'all.
Finish me off, baby. Finish me off. Big Homie Skittles.
Big Homie.
Big Homie DJ Skittles.
Yeah. Okay, please put respect on it.
Aaron.
DJ.
E-Baby.
She'll never be here, but she here today, though.
Got Ayo Jari in it, bit.
Yeah.
It's your girl, Shut Up Talon.
Over there, what's up?
I didn't say nothing. Oh, us? Y'all gonna say we. I'm dumb. I'm big dumb.
Fuck it. Outside noise. Crowd noise. What's up? How everybody doing? Y'all good?
Fabulous.
The homies is in the building.
The
shit.
Homies in the building.
Yeah, man. Well, shit. We gotta start quickly because, you know, we kind of behind the schedule. So let's start off with the
facts.
Take the shit in. Take it, nigga. Take it. The porch. We talk about everything going on the pop culture, society, entertainment, all that shit. So. I seen the video of the baby. The baby was had an opportunity to bless some young kids, and they tried to finesse his ass. Mm-hmm. They said a 32-pack of gummy worms was worth $200.
Yeah.
Damn, was he wrong for not giving them $200?
No.
You gave him what you wanted.
Them motherfuckers lied. Them children lied. That's what they get.
He could have gave
them. He could have, but they also
he was going to bless them, but if they wouldn't have lied like that, then...
I mean, but honestly, like, I understand that he didn't have to because they lied, but at the same time, like, if you got money and you see somebody struggling and you was...
How you know they didn't do that before
you
after the cameras was on?
You got to teach them lessons.
But at the same time, you do not have to lie.
But
if you say it's a 32 pack,
true, but
he said how much is the pack worth? It's a 32 pack. You tell me they $2 a pack, but at the same time you tell me they worth $200. The whole pack worth $200, nigga. That's quick math.
Worth.
That's $64.
They know they worth, and they said that the gum.
They were trying to get a lead.
The water boy, like what? Like,
they run up to my car and say, "Hey, bro,
that's not business, though." The problem so is, that's how they was gonna have that $2 price for a regular person off the street.
Right.
They just tried to hit a lick.
It's the finesse.
That's it. So what? What Skittles said? She
we
said that like
the finesse, and then they try to finesse, and then we be like, "Nah, not this way, not me." Like,
no.
I would use a good example, especially like guys. Have y'all been in a strip club? You ask a girl how much you owe her. And you really owe her like $100, and she'll probably tell you, shit, you owe me $300.
What strippers is
when
that?
You might be like,
nah, I was in the strip club the other night. Bitch came back and asked $2. I swear to God, she doubled back and came and was like, you owe me $2 more.
Oh.
And I just threw a whole $100 check
two
on
two more dollars?
I threw a whole hug on her, and she came back and was like, you owe me $2 more.
That's a lot of money.
At the end of the day, them kids were trying
wait
to finesse.
That's all she probably made.
And they needed to learn their lesson.
You know what I'm saying? I threw the whole, like, one.
But $100 is not a lot.
For you got that to be dancing for two songs, bitch?
But
you didn't make a goddamn
$100.
You got to make money.
I need
the
You showed up.
What's
she talking about?
No.
That shit.
So the consistency is, damn, Skittles, what the fuck was that?
Oh, that fucked up, wow.
Jesus Christ. I was puffing it like it was like it was a goddamn hookah.
You forgot who you blunt you was smoking.
Okay. All right. I'm good. The consistency is.
I got some water.
Fuck that. I got some rock.
Don't ever question my weed.
Look,
Are you okay?
I'm good. So,
you sure?
I'm great.
Fucking shit.
The consensus is...
We never see this nigga eyes. I swear to God. Every time he come to the studio,
the consistency
he always
is what? Kitty?
Them niggas was...
What the fuck did you say?
They tried to finesse the baby, and they got caught.
Yeah, and they learned their lesson.
Your mama taught you not to honesty to get you out.
I mean, if you finessing, you finessing. Yeah. It's finessing going around all day, every day.
You never know what that nigga bless you with.
You win some, you lose some. They hit an A for effort. I like that hustle. I like the fact that they jumped.
They supposed to lowball and say $2?
Niggas is
you not supposed to be finessing people. All right,
so you get old and get in the streets and jump out the porch doing that shit.
You say you're not supposed to be finessing people, period.
But that's not how that. That's the part of life. That's how you get where you go. You finessing.
Trying to finesse for some candy? No, what I'm saying is you said nothing. So I was just saying, I don't know. It'd be a lot of finesse going on.
Something.
You said you're not supposed to be finessing.
But that, in that case scenario, your kids ain't had no business finessing.
Now, that situation, it was not.
What needed. I'm saying, though, is if the math is that easy, you say you got 32 in a pack, and they you sell them for $2 and each.
Yeah.
You say 200.
They could have been like,
at least complicate the math.
Let's
exactly.
Market for 100.
And I can't.
And they probably would have got away
with it.
They
would have said something like right.
32 times 2, 32 plus 32.
What is it, Cody?
64. Like,
you didn't know that. That was the crazy thing.
I hope no nigga ate that damn how you fool up some math with some goddamn gummy worms.
Anything times 2, you add that motherfucker by itself. You learned that shit in elementary school.
That's what I'm saying. That shit said like 3. 350.
If they said, yeah, we sold the motherfucker for $3, they would have got me.
They would have got me.
Yeah, I was like, okay, 200. It's all right. All right.
But it was just a stick of gum. What type of gum was this for $2?
They tried to finesse and they failed.
They tried. So
what type of gum was it?
Finessing gone wrong.
Luckily for them, school starts for the kids like back in about 2 weeks.
Them niggas ain't going to school.
It was either in Charlotte or Atlanta.
No, it wasn't Atlanta.
Sell water, skip school, and go kick
them. I don't think 200 was too crazy, because I charged somebody 150 for my number, and they paid for it, and then still gave
for
me.
For your number?
I feel like 150 ain't nothing to niggas that's in the street.
I did that in the strip club.
Y'all spend that on bottles.
You charge a nigga for your number? For real?
I charged him for my number. I charged him to walk in the club with me.
How old are you?
You said what, though?
What's your gram? We gotta see these pictures. That
so let me ask you a question. So you charge these niggas to take you in the club?
It was just him. Okay, so the way it happened.
No.
I'm gonna listen to. I'm gonna finish, but just answer that question.
Yeah,
and for your number.
I charged him for my number. He had to pay for my parking for me to even pull up to the club. He had to pay for my entrance to get in the club.
Did you fuck him at the end of the night?
No.
Oh, he a duck.
Well, that's how you guys are
doing. Did you? Okay, but did you fuck him? After all,
I never seen him at the end.
What last time you guys
did? It's the experience for me. The niggas got a lot of experience.
Hold on.
No, it's the honest to God truth. The last time I got some dick was in May, like before Mother's Day.
Yeah, but you're young, so I get it, cause baby.
Yeah, she tripping, ain't
you? That's not tripping.
You're not tripping at all. Tripping.
That's not tripping. And I needed money to throw in a club, and I need 1942 to drink. And that's what
do you do. Do you want 1942 because you like it or because it's just 1942?
I like it, but in that instance, I just needed to know.
Tyler, this your friend?
How far are you willing to go?
It's your fault.
Hold on. Y'all not finna get up on her. First of all, y'all not finna get up on her like she said something wrong. She said what she said. And what she said was, when she going out with a nigga, he gonna pay for everything. That's exactly. Basically what she said.
Nothing wrong with that.
Exactly.
When they know what type of bitch you are, they're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
And that's on both sides.
That's
it.
Yeah. You talking about some niggas not like that. Well,
no,
you don't need
me. You ain't a bitch for me. You don't need me.
Wait, hold on. This is the question I have. So, Sierra, when you out on your lonesome, do you always drink 1942?
I can.
Do you always drink 1942?
No, I don't always drink it. No, I don't always drink it. And I see where you're going.
That is not your standard of living.
I see where you're going with it.
What do you do?
How is that not her standard?
Well, actually, I work for Adobe. I do marketing for Adobe, so it is my standard of living. I live a luxurious life. However, what I was saying was...
You do marketing, yes, you live a luxurious... What do we call a luxury?
She said luxurious apartment. She said luxurious.
She said luxurious life.
I'm saying I live. What
are we calling luxury? Because I seen a nigga say eating crab legs is luxury.
No, so, I know. You know, some people do feel like that.
It wasn't.
You
think
so?
Because
when I was
pescatarian,
I didn't. I'm from D.C. Crabs is not.
Hold on.
But I think that, like, I took, like, 4 trips within the last month. But I'm just saying, like, that's luxury to me.
Are these trips you paying for?
Yeah. I just bought myself another bag. Like, I...
This shit sounds like real cap.
How is this? Why?
Marketing don't pay that fucking much.
I just bought this bag.
How old are you? So you a 21-year-old marketing manager. You just said you financed 4 trips by yourself. And what do you drive?
A car my daddy paid for.
So you're not paying for this shit?
I pay for my trips and my bag.
Off of your marketing salary?
Yeah. I make a lot of money.
Is this shit making sense to anybody else?
How is it not making sense to me?
I mean, not to display my finances, but my job just made sure that I was in a very comfortable position, and right now I'm just an intern. But not only did I have an intern bonus, but I also...
Hold
the
fuck. Hold the fuck.
Interns get
paid.
Interns get paid. Because I work for one of the
Adobe,
top
bro.
Tech companies, right. So not only do I have, like, an hourly salary, but I also have an intern bonus.
Is it just me?
You play too much. Yeah, it is.
It's cap.
Hold on, I'm gonna say this. So basically, at the end of the day, well, Kodak's trying to say,
I don't get what's the cap.
No. I got you. I got you. Kodak.
Help a coach.
First off, I'm gonna say this. Shut your dumb ass up.
Please.
Second, I'm going to say, how you going to say that the money that she making not her money? Just because it don't make sense to you and that you just feel like another nigga doing it, don't sit here and try to say what she's saying is cap. She a boss ass bitch. She do the shit on her own, and if she fucking with a nigga, he going to have to come with that shit.
Yeah.
Is what she's saying. Yeah. So come correct.
I'm not the IRS, so I'm not about to.
I mean, you sound real IRS to me.
I'm not pocket watching. My pocket's where they supposed to be, and I can support myself.
If you
don't
pay,
I can
give you everything that you want, and you got exchange experience, is that what it is?
What's your question?
Hold on.
Do you think that it's impossible for a woman to do these things? Is that why?
Not on no fucking marketing salary.
But you don't know how much marketing makes.
You work for Adobe.
I'm not working for these low startup companies. I work for one of the top tech companies. We were Forbes, Fortune 500, 30 Before 30. Like, we one of those companies. So, like, my salary is going to be very different from what you're thinking a marketing salary is. Because that's music industry. I work tech.
Shit, you got me spitting that shit because you speaking that shit.
like I said, I'm not the IRS, so I'm not about to break that shit down. I'm not about to go into
it. Yeah, I know. Just look just it up and tell me. It didn't work.
You tell me what I mean. You look it up. You look up the salary for marketing for Adobe.
We going to do it.
She's also a single woman with no kids.
Yeah, I also.
Okay.
That's true. That helps a lot.
I feel her. It's like
you about to make me say something.
Okay, so I got. Hold on. Let me say something.
It don't matter.
I'm speaking from a neutral point of view, but I think Kodak. I think I know what he's thinking. Because you're 21, responsibility-wise, do you pay your own utilities? Do you pay your own rent? Do you pay your own insurance? Do you pay your own car? No.
I don't get what I'm saying. I don't feel like that matter at the end of the day. I'm just saying, at the end of the day, like, everything that I say I do, I do. I support myself. I do what I gotta do, and that's just.
So, to end all this, the reason that you have extra money to do these things that you're doing is because there's certain responsibilities and bills that you're not paying at the time, correct?
No, because with the money that
Do you pay your car insurance? Do you pay rent? That's the only thing. We're not taking that from you. I'm not, for sure.
I mean, no, I think that's what I'm saying. My parents do pay for my living living expenses, so I can afford the things that I want.
That's important. But we didn't say
that. I wasn't even talking about that.
Okay.
But he wasn't saying it.
That's what you meant, though. You
know that's what he meant.
That's what
he meant.
That's what he meant.
He mean nothing financially.
Aside from the little things
he meant, niggas.
And then with her age,
drive what you want, live where you want, go out to eat when you want.
He meant niggas. That's what he meant.
And still go out and eat those by yourself.
Let's go with that.
Go to the next.
That's what she's saying.
Let me go to the next shit that was on my list of shit to talk about.
Okay.
So, ladies. Ladies, how y'all doing? Y'all good?
Great.
Don't get salty now, nigga. Don't get there pissed in the pool.
I'm not salty. I'm pouring up.
Okay, hello.
Anyway, so, ladies, y'all like, when a nigga courting y'all, y'all like nice shit. Right? Like y'all like a nigga that to come at y'all correctly. Y'all want to just say, hey, suck my dick.
No.
That was, that was previously my approach.
Where did that get you?
Go ahead, I'm doing
nowhere.
Fuck.
It was one fat bitch in Nebraska, but we're not gonna talk about her. But you gonna blow this shit right in my face after that almost killed me before? Jesus, Skittles. So let me goddamn make sure I say this shit right. So, ladies, can we agree the standard for dating has risen? Like the minimum level for dating has risen.
Yes.
Like I met a bitch last week. She was ready to go on the trip first date.
Wow.
But niggas are coming like that.
They are.
Niggas are coming like that.
So the ones that have done it with that freshman.
One at a time. Aaron, what was you about to say?
It's a lot of guys that are doing it. And I will say, like, the first guy I dated off Instagram, he did it. He stamped my passport first, put me on the jet first. Like, it's like, after, what do you do after that?
You don't go down.
Like,
that's
a guy, you want to take me to Papa Do's? This man took me to Jamaica. And I've known him for 2 months.
So the regular nigga don't stand a chance.
No, but I
love you.
What?
But also, as she said,
she said no. Who's fucking
can? What you talking about?
I said, damn, that man came out of nowhere. I mean,
how you are like that?
I've seen the brokest.
Whoa, pause, pause. Who you got?
I've seen it.
It just depends on what the bitch going through at the time. I will say that because. If a nigga talking good and he ain't got all that, but he doing a little bit more than the nigga with the money. Because niggas with money is all the, sometimes feel like they can treat you how the fuck they want you.
Yeah. That's true.
So if you get a nigga that's treating you
we're going to talk about that too.
Yeah, he ain't doing what he doing, which one you going to pick?
Yeah, what you say?
Pay me the real shit.
I'm a nigga, so I understand. I respect that.
I mean, my I don't want a nigga going broke for me, though.
The red shit. Like, you
as
crazy
a man, do y'all feel like, damn, the game is fucked up? You can't just take a woman to, like, dinner, to even if you take her to a nice dinner.
Man, I found a bitch with no Instagram, so she don't see none of that shit, so I'm good.
Yeah. I dated college students before, though, and they don't even have, like, the money to do those type of
Facebook.
Things.
Facebook.
I mean, it's too crazy.
That's what fucked up.
Finances is not a big part.
What? So say that again.
Finance is not, like, that big. Me, like, if you, like, they that type of thing that wanted to
oh.
Like, be trying to get down on that type of way.
I
mean,
with people who didn't make as much money as me, and I still like them just the same as I like the nigga who did all that stuff. It just depends on the vibe.
I'm sorry.
But
I
like
this music.
Yeah, it depends on the vibe and where you at. Like, if I got my own money, I'm not really looking to have yours because I got me. So, like, yeah, so I can't really, like, yeah.
She said, all the hoes. I mean,
I don't know.
All the hoes. All the hoes.
Yeah.
All the
shit.
What don't make sense
to
you?
Y'all niggas.
How?
Okay, hold on. Y'all can't, like, men, y'all saying, like, that's fucking up the game and he tricking, whatever the case may be, but if that's what he, that's his lifestyle, that's how he live, that's how he coming, that's how he coming.
Right.
You can't be like, ah, you got a trick ass nigga. No, I got a rich ass nigga. This is what he does on a regular, my nigga. I just so happen to fall in his lap. So shit, y'all stay within y'all means. If y'all want to take y'all girl on the first date, y'all want to go to motherfucking Papa Do's and Juicy Crab and whatever, then take y'all ass over there.
Let me tell you, look, let me say this.
We going.
Women have created an unrealistic nigga in their minds about what exists when it comes to
dating. They only know what they're
Let me finish.
Where do you think we get our ideas from?
Let me finish. It is a very... It is a very small... It's a very small percentage. It's a very small percentage of people that make more than six figures a year.
So you know what I'm going to say?
Let me finish this. Not only is it already more women than men, Y'all already outnumber us. Y'all want the all of y'all are competing for the top 1% of
That's
niggas.
That's why I said the Hunger Games.
That's what I'm saying. When I say that shit is unrealistic. Let me finish this. Let me finish this. When I say that shit is unrealistic, that's what I'm talking about. It is 6 million of y'all competing up, and most of y'all, we say, y'all want black men, right? Yeah. We're talking about black men that are making more than six figures.
Keep it black.
Some people, you know, they just
shut the fuck up, you.
Right, JoJo, some of us, you
meat
know,
sucker.
I mean, I don't know what we like.
Why are you doing you like that?
You pink meat sucker.
Pink meat
sucker.
Hell
no,
sucker.
Man. No.
Yeah,
don't
that
go
was,
that way.
Damn.
If you were just
an
outsider,
not rude.
Looking
she called me a BBW last week. That's not fucking rude.
That's
funny.
As an outsider looking in, like, if you see me, I'm from Colorado, so I'm not used to this Atlanta shit. So if I'm first coming to Georgia, Atlanta, I come to the city,
and it's like
I see
you
niggas
out
with Rolexes, chains, y'all driving nice cars, just as a the
lifestyle
wool over my eyes, I'm going to feel like, okay, you got this, this, and this. I feel like you should be able to do A, B, C, and D. I'm not
that
trying
ain't for
you.
Y'all. That
I'm
is
not
for
coming
us
for you. I'm feeling like, nah, because if you live like that, you live like
you
that.
No,
I'm not saying just I'm not saying just
that. I'm saying just that. So what does that mean? So when you start dating somebody, that's just like, that's
I feel like
not
if
for
we
them
both
at all.
Looking
like,
nice,
just what's your question?
I was asking him because he was saying that's for us. So it's like when you're dating someone, it's still just.
I know
plenty of
dudes
that's bad bodies. That's
what you say?
What's your question?
Okay, my question is,
I'm still gonna forever do shit.
Hold on, Aaron. Hold on, Aaron.
No, I'm not saying you're not. But what I'm saying is, I understand that everything that you have right now is for you, right? But then when you start dating someone, does that mean that it's not for them at all?
Until they earn it, yeah.
Okay,
earn it.
Well, that's fine. Earning it ain't nothing. That's not a problem.
That's not a problem.
I respect it.
First of all,
I respect it. But I just wanted to understand what you meant. You know what I'm saying? Because just like what I have for myself right now, and just like if I dated someone else, you know, yes, they would have to earn whatever I give to them as well. So I understand that.
Y'all want niggas to earn pussy, right?
Yes.
So when you say y'all have to earn, like, the access to the nice shit,
I think earn is
how is it not the same?
I don't like that word.
My body is invaluable. So money come and go. My body, though, that's real different. Like, that's not for sale. So I feel like me telling somebody to earn the right to, like, enter my body is different than you saying, I got to earn for you to pay for a nail day. It's very different.
Same shit.
Regardless, no, I'm not fucking with neither one. I'm not earning none of that shit. What the fuck is you talking about? If you coming at me and this is what we on, what the fuck am I earning? Nigga,
yeah.
Like, if you really genuinely fucking with me, why am I, like, have to earn for you to do shit for me or for you to love me and for you to, hell no, that's some cap. What are you talking about?
What do you mean? Because that's my body. That's my body.
You only have to earn pussy when that's all you want. That's what niggas gotta realize.
Bullshit.
When a bitch realize all you want is pussy, then that's when you're gonna have to earn this pussy then. But if it's really a genuine,
it be earned, or I can buy the goddamn battle pass.
Then
and get them
it's different. You're not earning the pussy. It's just we'll let you know.
You gonna buy the battle pass?
I feel like pussy is for sale. I feel like my pussy's I don't know about
you. Feel like what?
I said, I feel like mine is for sale because at first I was going to say pussy's not for sale, but I realized like some people do sell theirs. But I just feel like it's invaluable. I don't feel like it should have like a price tag.
I feel like every girl sell pussy on the low.
Pause.
So we're gonna establish the two, mm-hmm.
Okay?
every bitch is selling pussy, cause every nigga gotta come correct with the bag.
Right. Yeah.
And if you're not coming with the bag, right, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, the difference is that and then you really got bitches out here that's like, okay, I mean, getting flew out to Miami to fuck for, I don't know how much they get fucked for, but
40 bands.
$40.
$40.
Yeah.
$40 bands.
$41. I would hope not. 40 bands. Ooh. And then going home. So it's a difference.
So it's just that their exchange is a little more faster.
Some of your bitch fucking $40,000.
Yeah. I don't know.
I've never been down bad for a thousand dollars.
Paul, you said you want 40 what?
No, I didn't say what I want for my body, but I said I've never been down bad where $1,000 would make me be like, yeah, I'm finna bust this shit open because he finna give me $1,000.
You got birth parents?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. There's some motherfuckers with one of them motherfuckers go crazy for $500.
Nah, there's some.
Less than that.
I mean, not knocking they hustle because if you get it, how
no,
you
we knocking hustles. We definitely knocking hustles.
That's not me.
He said we definitely knocking
hustles. No, I'm not.
Yes, we are, Kodak.
It's okay. If that's how you make your money, like if that's what you.
Okay, so look, what if you fuck a rapper, and he offer you some money at the end?
Why would you charge a rapper regular nigga?
You ain't even got you. I'm just saying, what if you fuck?
You signed the boys that was trying to cheat the baby. You signed the boys that was trying to cheat the baby. She was like, yeah, this.
But I would feel uncomfortable.
These gummy worms worth $200.
That's not.
No, I'm not going.
These gummy worms worth $200. That was you?
I'm saying, though. What I'm saying is this. You just made me forget what I was saying.
No, you said, what if you fuck a rapper?
Money, sometimes these niggas be throwing money just because they be throwing it. Like, it don't even be our fault. I had a nigga it's I was talking to it. For like 6-7 months. He bought me all types of shit. He spent so much money on me, and he never got no pussy.
Well, that's how a lot of niggas be.
I like that. What?
Why was
that? Who cheat once?
Let's not get in.
We talked. Yeah, we not. Cause y'all not strong enough to be that faithful. Anyway, JoJo.
I'm just saying, like,
I'm strong enough to knock a nigga jaw loose.
As much as y'all think we fucked up the game, y'all fucked up the game thinking that y'all can just do what y'all want to do. Like, y'all just have niggas used to have to go to your dad and be like, I want to talk.
That would slap the shit out your dad. Now. JoJo! She got a charger right now.
He went in the cab. He went.
JoJo, what is your question?
Do you follow your Instagram? No.
Hey.
You follow your Instagram? No. My parents aren't like strict on me. Though. My dad, he does work with inmates and stuff, but they don't have nothing to do with him being my dad. Like his work life and his how he.
We just talking about you. When we just playing. We
she was saying, do he follow my Instagram?
Nah, we still gonna roast you.
We gonna roast.
Goddamn cop.
Okay. I don't care. I got a question.
I got a question. Ladies, it's for the ladies. Men, shut the fuck up.
212.
Now.
12.
So I don't really know how y'all move, okay? I have friends and I am a woman, but it be times to where I see a nigga and I might be fucking with him and I'ma fuck him either with a condom or without a condom.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So my question is what makes you decide on if you want this nigga to put the condom on? Cause regardless, the nigga ain't the nigga to make the decision on wearing the condom or not. It be the
female. Talking about this the other day.
It be the female that be like, you finna put that condom on? Or where the fuck that condom at? Either or,
What makes me decide I'm not gonna use a condom?
Even if you fucking with a nigga and you fucking him with a condom and y'all fucking with condoms, and then what makes you be like, okay, we gotta get rid of this condom?
Okay, like the first time. Are you talking about the first time or like long?
What? Either or.
I feel like the first time just kind of depend on the vibe. Like if you nut fast, then yeah, we just gonna wrap this up right now. Just fucking get out.
How you know if he nut? Oh, wait.
I'm just saying like first round is gonna be condom, but I'm saying like if you nut fast, with the condom there. You
she ain't
like,
worried that shit right.
Pause. What did you say?
If you're thinking about, if you're with somebody
and y'all engaging in sexual activity, if you're sitting here thinking like he might have an STD, what if he have an STD? You don't need to have sex with him because you're already unsure about him. You already don't trust him.
Nigga, anybody can have what? Who are you trusting?
Who are you trusting not to have an STD?
You can't be going like that.
Sierra, who are you trusting to not have an STD? You look at.
But what she said.
I think every bitch I fuck probably has an STD.
So you still fuck them anyway? No, I have a condom.
Wow. I have a condom. I expect because worst case scenario they do.
Okay, so best case scenario.
At what point do you start fucking wrong and you decide they don't have
it? I have never had raw sex ever in my life.
You're lying.
Congratulations. I strap up every time.
You're lying. I strap up every time.
So you never complimented your sex. You ain't never had raw sex. No, because I wait.
Because you know what? That's the last thing I'm going to be thinking about. Damn, what if I have STD?
Koda, ain't no way in hell.
Wait, you don't know what a real pussy feels like?
I know what it feels like.
No, he doesn't. You don't know what a real pussy feels like.
So what's worse?
You're a virgin.
So let me tell you. Let me ask y'all, what's worse? Somebody who always has... condom sex or somebody who's never had condom sex?
First of all, honestly, truly, girls don't even, a lot of girls don't count condom sex.
Okay, so when y'all be saying y'all have 12 bodies, y'all really be having like 50?
It counts, but it counts. I just don't prefer it.
I'm like, definitely counting condom sex,
I don't like condom sex.
Have you had more condom sex than raw sex?
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Well, no, that's a lot with more people.
If you're in a relationship, how long it take you to fall in love?
She
a Scorpio.
You a Scorpio?
3 days.
I'm a Scorpio too.
In a bank roll.
I think If we're fucking continuously and it's not, I've never had a one night stand, so that kind of puts stuff into perspective. So when I fuck niggas, it'd be like for the long term, like months, years, like type shit. So
you're only 20 though.
20 would be fucking in middle school now.
That's disgusting. Going on, man.
Yeah.
When did you start fucking?
That shit crazy.
I was 16.
Shit.
That's like so respectable. And it was my boyfriend, and we waited for like a long time, like almost a year, and then I finally let him do what he had to do. But I'm saying, like, that was my nigga. And then the next nigga who I allowed to do the same thing, that was my nigga. Like, I don't just have casual sex. Like, I actually like the people.
Yeah,
so that's, it's kind of different. True. Like, I'm fucking wrong, it's because, like, I like you. Like,
so you meet this fine-ass nigga out. He fine. You drunk as fuck. Well, and he's fine as fuck. Coming. He pull his dick out. His dick is fat as hell.
Relax, my nigga.
I've never had a one-night stand, but I'm not opposed to it.
Y'all gonna be like,
hold on.
Then he throw me on the first night.
First night,
and then he throw you the back roll.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah, that means you
did it. He throw you five bands.
That means
you
did it. Everybody.
He throw you five bands.
No.
I'm talking about five bands, all blue faces. All y'all was going on.
That
means
he's paying
that.
Oh, my mama. I know your body is.
That's a whole lie.
You don't even. You never had.
I can't hear nothing y'all saying.
I said he
ain't
satisfied before he
had
another damn condom.
Hold on, wait, hold on. Let me just ask this question. Hold on. So y'all dead ass ain't never had sex for the first time with a nigga unprotected?
No. For the first time?
You're dangerous, my nigga.
Like the first round?
Wow.
The first round is wrong?
Wow.
That's dangerous.
Because I'm, in Atlanta? I need to know
about
one.
Y'all
just saying, let me give you a scenario, right? So here goes.
You gave us a scenario.
No. About what I'm talking about right now. So, you fucking with this nigga, y'all been fucking around for a long time, but y'all ain't fucked, okay? But y'all hanging out, y'all know y'all got this agreement, you know, we ain't fucking, we just, we chilling, we getting to know each other, whatever the case may be, we kicking it, right? So, one day, we go out, we get drunk, we come back home, and we fuck, and what we about to fuck, and he ain't got no condom.
But
and you
want to
fuck him,
me.
And I'm going to be like, nah,
but that's
I'm not gonna,
not the same.
I'm not going to do
not
that. It's okay, we'll wait till next time.
No, that's not the same. It's not the same. Yeah, it's like a one-night stand where you're just meeting a nigga and you just fucking
I'm not saying a one-night like, stand like, oh, you just met this nigga on the side of the
block. I know, but I see y'all in that case, I feel like... That's like the first, it's gonna be your first time.
Yeah, but
right.
But
if y'all been kicking it for a minute, you know y'all been kicking it for a minute, y'all got that bond already. It's kind of like I trust you. So I'm trusting that you will not put me in a position to get some shit from you.
That's what I'm saying.
So I'm gonna fuck
you. Like, don't act like you.
If it's wrong, it's wrong.
You know, a lot of men don't like to go to the doctor, so they don't know.
Without a condom.
Well, I'm good. You good? That's what I'm saying.
Y'all don't know.
That's not smart. That's not smart.
A lot of niggas
don't
go to that doctor.
Niggas
don't
y'all shit
stuff. I just got health insurance last year.
Y'all running around with y'all dick burning?
What do you mean? They don't know. I got a question for everybody, right?
That's
so let's say you're talking to somebody, and like, you know, let's say they went to school in the AUC and went to Howard or some shit, and you know they got a wild pass.
How you gonna know though?
No, I'm saying,
you
no, I'm asking. Would you
don't know.
Do you want you them to tell, like, do they need to tell you about their wild pad before y'all make it official?
No.
Yeah.
Wait, they both went to the same school?
No, I'm saying, but no, like, if they went to a totally different school than y'all, but like, just say they was getting trains ran on them regularly.
Nah.
Hey, babe, I got a train ran on them like, college.
That's
what
I'm
going
to do. Matter of fact, I'm not going to give a fuck. I just need to know who you was really fucking with, because them bitches that used to fuck with you trying to be funny and cute.
All
I didn't know about going around your homecoming.
I'm saying, but
bitches ain't finna be cute.
Right, exactly. No, those are facts. Like please.
Like
that's
true.
No, that's the truth.
I don't
want to
know if you was being a hoe. Don't tell
them,
because
I'm not
telling you
shit. I'm saying, this nigga was eating the whole volleyball team ass when he was a girl.
That's what I'm saying. That's embarrassing, and that's something don't tell me, because I'll feel embarrassed to even be with you.
Then guess what? If he was doing
I walk up to you and I'm like, hey, now I'm being cute because you don't know I rolled your dick. I know this bitch has fucked him. I know she coming up. She trying me. So now you know how to approach me.
But they like cool, right? Because friends be fucking to be cool.
Nah, but
nigga, you know
like,
good
well
your girl
woman,
not going to be fucking
like,
somebody
girl,
be cool
that's
with her
man.
So shut
no,
the hell up.
Don't walk
up to
my nigga. You better speak from a distance. Like, don't walk up to me. But
not because I'm being cute because you don't know. Because
yeah,
now you don't know.
Ain't no hugs, bitch. Wait,
he's good.
From
like,
a distance, he don't
too.
Need that. What's up?
Who hugging?
Nah.
That's all right.
Bitches
that's
be
why
hugging.
I said,
no, bitches
hugging.
At home,
come
here, yeah.
Bitches gonna be hugging.
I'm
not
excuse
mind,
me.
Nigga.
Excuse me. Hey, baby. It's girls that's gonna do that.
No, for
and
sure.
And then I'm like, excuse me. Hey, girl.
No, she's
hey
she not gonna get
no,
another
not.
Word out.
But you not because at the end of the day,
the bitch gonna see me looking at her as she's approaching.
Right, first of all, she gonna get mean mug while she walking up. She gonna already be wanting to turn around.
So, ladies, y'all wanna know if y'all niggas was doing all that?
No,
I don't wanna know.
No.
Y'all don't wanna know. Fellas, do y'all wanna know?
Why?
If you was wild in college, hell yeah, I wanna know.
Why? What about it?
Because you
this
never know what y'all
wrong,
motherfuckers got going on. Y'all motherfuckers be having
know.
A lot going on.
But what do you
have
to say?
If you a girl dating for a long ass time, y'all fucking around, and you go to her homecoming or some shit, and you find out she done fucked the football team, you gonna leave?
No.
Yeah. It don't got shit to do with you.
What's the point of finding it?
She got bad judgment.
You thought the pussy was good before you found out about it.
Everybody's shitting your shit right now, bro.
If you fuck the whole football team, we talking about 53 niggas.
Nobody should, it just matters if you got a pass and four niggas was training you and like that type of fuck shit. But it don't matter about how many bodies.
Why does that matter? Because it's fucking with their ego.
But you know,
their ego was like their child. They really protect that. Like,
I don't think it's the woman. I thought you were talking about the nigga.
What really makes my ass ache is for men to have an ego and you don't deserve to have one.
Okay. How the fuck does a nigga not deserve to have an ego?
Cause why you acting like that? You ain't got none of that.
You can go outside and fuck bitches back to back, like two bitches a night type shit, like run in the club, fuck a bitch in the club, go home, fuck a bitch at home, and but you saying like if I get a train ran on me, then it's
that's what I'm saying, like World War Three.
Because honestly, niggas feel like, for example, me and my friends always had this argument: is a train two or more people? It's two niggas and one girl a train, or it could be, it still could be
a threesome. If it's more than one nigga, it's a train.
Could it still be considered a threesome? Yeah. So if they're both leaving you,
it's not a threesome. It's not a threesome unless the niggas fucking each other.
No, it's a threesome. There's a difference between a threesome and a train.
So hold on, y'all. So y'all know what a train is. A train is when multiple niggas fuck this one girl, right?
That's some gay shit.
I even think they gotta be fucking each other.
That's very gay. Yeah, fuck her like that.
Like, y'all just both. Nah. Some niggas don't have no
That's
stroke.
Very nasty.
Some.
But what? It's just you're watching another girl do all of this shit to a nigga that's very gay.
Y'all just gotta understand, some people just be into different shit.
That's true.
I mean, yeah,
and
but
they just getting, real freaky. Real and you can't be calling this bitch a hoe because she wanted, you know, She wanted to see who was gonna play inside the best. Like, y'all go out and y'all just make sure,
just make sure you get first place. Don't worry about them.
Yeah, don't worry about your homeboy.
Have y'all ever done any of this?
I have not. I've never done it, but I'm just saying, y'all ain't never had no threesome before?
Nah, I know. For sure. Being the bitch get pregnant, you don't even know who the daddy is. None of this shit.
You worry about all the wrong shit.
That's the shit you need to worry about.
I say y'all worry about the wrong shit.
Because that
don't even be the situation when a bitch get pregnant. A bitch get pregnant off some fucking somebody she wasn't even supposed to be fucking in the first place. And then boom. Now she got a baby.
That was
some of y'all shit didn't even work.
Honestly, everybody scooch down. We got 15, 20 minutes. 15.
What was the last question?
We've
been here for an hour. It's been a minute.
We got one more.
Y'all
hell. Can we stop talking about how much time we got left? What was we talking about?
We was talking about putting a damn condom on your dick.
What was your, you got any other questions?
Yeah, I do. So, if you guys are in a relationship, men and women, if you guys are in a relationship, and your fiance, whatever, he proposes to you, your boyfriend proposed to you, that's your fiance, whatever. Couple years go by, don't work. It didn't work.
Y'all didn't get married.
Mm-hmm. Now, he paid for the ring outright. Mm-hmm. He paid for it in cash. Like, boom. He ain't still paying on it. And he gave it to you. Are you obligated to give that ring back?
No.
It was a gift.
It's a gift.
It was a proposal gift. Bitch, we're not proposing anymore.
Well, you proposed it to me and I accepted the gift. And now it's mine.
No gift bags.
But we can sell in return.
Honestly, that would be offensive to even give. I mean, unless you take it back to the store, it's offensive to give it to the next girl. But what if he was still paying on it?
If he was still paying on it,
you can have it.
Nah, because I shouldn't even know that. So... it's mine now. I don't. Why do I need to know you finance my wedding?
Because Diaz is gonna try to take you to court for the payments. Niggas be petty. Ooh,
yeah,
they sure do.
You can have it back if like, you want to take it.
You gotta know who you.
That's like a car.
It's like
Quavo.
Like Quavo
and Petty. Yeah. That was petty.
And if you didn't have the money for the car, just don't buy it. Because why are you taking?
I think he was just trying to prove a point.
But what's one of your problems? I think he was just trying to prove a point that he didn't have to prove.
As a woman, somebody takes something from you like that, you're still gonna be kind of like, damn. It's still gonna be a damn moment.
I'm pretty sure that wasn't Saweetie's first or best car.
Yeah.
It probably wasn't, but it still felt like, damn, nigga, that's what you own. Like, it's a smack in the face.
Oh, man. It's real petty. I feel like that's just real petty. Like, it's just
petty.
Like,
I can get that.
Why did you have to take it there?
But is it going to fuck up my day?
It's not going to fuck up my day.
No, because I'm just going to get a better car, and then you're just going to be shitty, and you're still going to pay.
You're still going to have dumb payments on that car,
and you're going to have to figure out how you can sell that car, because he got Icy on it. So, yeah, you figure out how you can market Icy in the car.
Without getting
yeah.
She said, fuck that Bentley and upped it and got a fucking Rolls Royce.
And got gifted another Rolls Royce?
Yeah. Oh, it was a gift?
Yeah, it was a birthday gift.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, she didn't need him.
Well, shit, I wish I could.
When you don't stay focused on the negative and you stay positive, that type of shit just falls on you.
That's how God works.
You don't dwell on stuff like that. And I feel like I'm a gift giver. You know what I'm saying? I'm not one of those girls that just love to take. Like, I give in relationships. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I love to spoil my man. Too. So
only if it's reciprocated.
My thing is,
I
feel like you give to get. You know what I'm saying? Like, if a man sees that you're trying like that, like, they respect that and they'll want to give more. You know what I'm saying?
No, they don't, though. You think
you're just fucking with the wrong man if you think like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to fuck with the right niggas to get that type of energy. You know what I'm saying? You'll never find nothing positive about a nigga unless you're dealing with the right niggas. That's why I'm not like I'm
probably
I'm never,
finding the right niggas.
When do you that, decide that to is give
true.
A gift,
that
though?
Is true. Excuse me.
When do you after, decide to you give know. A nigga a gift? Like, is it after he already did some shit for you, or like, can you come out the gate?
I'm the type of bitch, I'll come out the gate.
Yeah, I'll come out the gate.
So a nigga will give a woman a gift on the approach, and y'all have to decide.
Yeah, no, that's not what I'm gonna
say.
It's just because my money is mine.
I'm not going to take no gift. I'm saying when is the right time to buy a nigga something, because when you feel like it's the right time.
There's no specific time when you feel like it's the right time for you to get it.
Well, then that's on you, baby. But
this nigga is really just showing you, like, he swept you off your feet. You just in heaven fucking with this nigga. Okay, then. Okay, do that.
That's crazy.
No, I fuck with my nigga.
I really feel like
I don't have a problem. Like, whoever I'm fucking with, I'm not just buying no random nigga.
It'll take me a minute because I'm not paying for the first. You gotta let a man be a man, and he gotta, like, provide for you in some sense and feel like a man. Like, I feel like if you come out the gate, like, y'all go out to lunch for the first time and you pay for it, that's a little wild. Like, that's his job.
What if you asked him out on a first date?
Like, I was like, yo, what you doing tomorrow? Like, let's go to lunch. And he said, okay.
You asked him out, pay for it.
Yeah, but he didn't let me pay for it. I'm but I'm right.
That would have attracted me more to do more for him because I didn't have to pay for it.
But I'm saying, I didn't have a problem with it.
I'm saying the fact that if I'm on a date with a guy and I want to pay for it and he say, I'm going to pay for it, okay, now I'm going to match your energy. Now I'm going to do a little bit more to you.
Yeah, but he should be doing that. But that's normally if he asks you out first, right? So if you ask him out,
I think then food is petty, though.
But I'm saying you gotta pay for it. But y'all pay for the first date.
You eat. Everybody gotta fucking eat.
If I ask you to go out, I'm already thinking in my mind, okay, I'm gonna pay for that. Now, obviously, he gonna pay for it, but that's my mindset.
That's what you think?
If I decide to ask a man out on a date, then yes, that's what I'm gonna do. But if another man asks me out,
I'm not grown yet. I see it.
You know?
It ain't about okay.
No, but I don't mind doing stuff for niggas. It's not that, but I'm saying, like, coming out the gate first date, like, nah.
I liked him. We got a good guy. We kicked him. We were bowling.
I feel like in relationships, people lose the thing that you gotta, it's a friendship.
Your,
like,
your mama running through your daddy.
What you gotta understand is a nigga gonna fuck with a bitch more seeing that she gonna take care of what she needs to take care of. Right. She got her own bag and
It's like you can do that. No, most down, of the time, the nigga like gonna. First.
What I'm saying is though, most of the time, a man is gonna respect that woman who got her own and don't got a problem with skinning down on some shit, rather than the bitch that steadily gimme.
Those relationships don't last. A bitch that's always just take. That shit don't last. That nigga gonna pounce, and go on to the next.
Right, but that's not what I'm saying.
Because you're not gonna
be a partner. I'm just saying, when do you decide to be a partner? That's what I'm saying. Like, what's the timeline? Like,
with your boyfriend,
would you pay for the first date?
If I'm
feeling him and I invited him to do it, I'm gonna go into it paying for the day. Yeah. I'm not gonna argue a nigga about paying for the day.
Right.
Now if I say I'm paying for the day, and he like, nah, put your money up. Okay, what the fuck I'm finna argue with you about it for?
I don't mind paying for stuff.
And if he don't, I'm probably not gonna go back on date with his ass.
I was gonna say I ain't gonna lie. It's gonna make me think a little bit.
Wait,
I'm gonna go back with him, but I'm gonna think. Like, I'm gonna remember that.
Because at the end of the day, it's all about being a man.
It's
the fact that you want to do that.
The fact that you see me coming out my pocket.
No first date without no money or paying for it anyways.
I see plenty of niggas be like, damn, this date cost $150.
I'm fucked up.
Nah, he tripping though. Well,
why'd you even go for that damn
nigga weird. Right.
Exactly. You know, the Applebee's got two for 20. Yeah, that's why I said, there's some niggas that told the bitch to come over with us and still around.
You know how much your date going to cost when you get there. Like, if you go to Juicy Crab, you got to at least be prepared to spend $250, $300.
What?
Why? What do you buy?
I don't get the shrimp.
King crab.
You're crazy.
I don't like
it. Everything you can get at Juicy Crab, I would get it. But two, it's whatever I'm prepared to get, times two.
I spend $35 when I go to Juicy Crab.
I spend 100 at Crab Queen. My entree don't even cost $35.
I'm at least getting the motherfucking the lobster and crab legs. I'm at least getting the lobster and crab legs.
That's you though. That's your money.
I'm saying, if I got it, she got at least be prepared to get what I'm gonna get. Like, because I'm going to get some expensive shit.
But what if she gets something more expensive than you?
I'm prepared. It's a wide gap. I'm not saying she going to get that shit. But if she does, I'm
prepared for it.
I'm prepared.
Cool.
So and you should be the as a man. Of, like, your date should order less than you order, like...
No.
If we go to my steakhouse and you order chicken, I'm not supposed to order the tomahawk because you ordered chicken.
I want
to
eat.
Go ahead and eat.
I'm prepared.
That's me, too.
My thing is, whatever the most
expensive...
Whatever the most expensive shit on there is, I'm prepared to order that shit. That's why I'm not going to go to the Salt Bae shit. Because I'm not prepared to order it. The tomahawk costs $1,000. What does she get the tomahawk?
Yeah, facts.
I'm financially ruined.
I'm financially ruined.
If I don't really want it, when I was younger, I used to try to try niggas like, shit, I'ma just do it.
Oh, so women do that?
Yeah. I'm gonna do it. But like,
when I was younger, I was definitely getting chicken fingers.
They gonna get the expensive shit to try niggas.
I'm not much of a picky eater, man.
You know, I like the most simple shit.
I like simple stuff. I love Wendy's. Like,
I'm really cheap anyway because I don't drink.
Nah, I'm a sit down bitch. I will.
That's like half a day
alone. You know
what I'm
saying? I'll act like I don't want to sit down because, like, I want you to treat me classy, but I love Wendy's.
No, I don't want them to take me to Wendy's.
No, don't take me
to Wendy's. I like to sit down and eat and talk and look in your face.
Yeah, I do.
That's what I said. few weeks ago.
Let's
because
talk
I said,
about
hold
how
on.
Niggas don't have substance.
Look,
right, niggas don't have, and bitches don't have substance too. And that's what the problem
is. I've been on
is.
Dates with guys. I was pulling teeth trying to get every conversation.
Right.
Because y'all attract, y'all only date niggas with money.
This all niggas say. Word.
I've been trying to, why you been playing so long? You been playing. Nigga, I
ain't
been talking about
that. I've been talking about
that.
You been playing.
Because y'all only date niggas with money.
That's all it is.
So niggas with money don't have problems. Niggas with
yes,
the money
because
they don't have no substance
yeah,
and they don't have no education.
You making money, you don't have
money.
Ooh,
shit.
Right.
Who are you talking about?
Who
are
you saying now?
Niggas, drug dealers, scammers. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't like that. Scammers be traveling the world now, man.
No, I don't mean they smart. They have fast money, yes, of course, but what I'm saying is, some of them really, they don't know how to have conversation.
That's true.
They don't know how to have an intellectual conversation. I don't want to talk about all the pain in your life, all your dead humps. I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about, like, real ass shit that go on in the world. How you talking about? What's your take on this?
Yeah, what you want to do with your life?
Like, real shit. Yeah. How you feel? Like, how you think the world finna be next few years with this type of shit?
Yeah.
I don't want to sit here talking about all this pain your daddy left, your mama don't fuck with. I don't want to hear
so
that.
So then you can't talk about his trauma with you.
No, you can't. But niggas use the whole day to talk about that so you can feel sorry for them. As soon as you do something for a nigga, they everybody bail on me. I don't give a fuck what they do for you.
Oh my God.
They can't talk about his pain with you.
No, on the first day, talk about pain.
But not every
day. Like,
I'm just
saying,
that's
happen. A turnoff. Ain't nobody trying to hear all that
that's
right
what I'm
now.
Saying.
You're
in the middle of a club, a nigga talking about his homie that got shot last week. Okay,
good.
It's
week.
Fucking with him. That nigga about to kill himself.
Why is he
in
the club then? Why is he not
happy?
I mean,
sorry for
y'all ain't shit.
I'm sorry for you.
Like, go
he complaining because he venting, nigga.
Okay,
that nigga been holding that shit in.
No, you
need
to give a fuck.
Okay, vent and then go make some shit happen about it, nigga.
Hello.
You want me to ride on niggas?
I
don't
want
no
nigga.
I
hate a nigga to complain and never change you your situation. Niggas nowadays, they love
to complain.
Any nigga that
said
right now his trauma to you on day one is a nigga you need to watch out for.
I'm saying, go get some money.
Why's your dad not the cops? Yeah, go do something about it, nigga. They about to be here at 10:46 p.m.
10:46, young niggas with choppers.
That nigga got a red shirt on and got that blue Levi's. He gonna be right there.
Okay.
Yeah, daddy. Yeah, daddy.
Yeah, daddy.
Yeah. He has a quarter. He's gonna bring us some money.
Oh, God.
You said what?
I'm gonna help my daddy get his quarter and he gonna bring us some money home. I don't care. I'm
just playing. Oh, you got to go. You got to get up out of here. You got to get up out of here. You got to get up out of here. Ain't nobody coming at this
show
right
now. You got to have a nigga set up for
no, I'm just playing.
Hey, show that took off your glasses, Pierre.
No, I was just playing because y'all keep fucking with me. My daddy not like that. He not 12.
Your daddy different like that.
He grew up on the west side. He very hood. Like,
yeah, he very police, too. That ain't your dad is a cop.
Not police.
Literally
my
police.
No, I smoke weed. Like, he do not. He is not police. Like, he is very chill. Smoke.
Oh, yeah. We heard about your daughter, Sierra, smoking that ganja, huh?
Don't incriminate your daddy.
He's very nice.
What were we talking about? You said you want niggas to lie to you earlier? What was
no, okay. I did say lie to me, but I think you took it out of context. What I was saying was, when you with a nigga, you like the fantasy of being in a relationship, so don't mess up the fantasy for me. Like, I feel like if a nigga really fuck with you, he's not gonna, like, tell you the hard truth. Like.
So you say if a nigga tell you the truth, he don't fuck with you?
Yeah, like, some hard, like, okay, so say, like, he got this one bitch, like, he's fucking with two girls. The one, when they find out about each other, the one who he, like, speak up and be like, yeah, this what the fuck happened, that's the one he don't care about. Because the one he go back and try to lie to, that's the one he kind of see himself away, so he gonna try to fix it. Like, that's what I mean, lie to me. Don't mess up the fantasy for me. Like, don't take that away.
So you'd rather live in some shit that don't exist than live in a real world and know what's going on.
It exists.
But then you'll be looking more stupid that way.
But, okay, but
would you not be more disappointed feeling stupid if somebody come up to you like, hey, this is going on, show you messages of her and your nigga and showing them videos of them she's on shit. She's sucking his dick.
Would you
shit.
Not? But I'm saying, at the end of the day, when you find out about it, do you
want to
be that girl? Okay, be like,
truth.
Yeah, this is what it
truth.
Is. Oh, well. Or do you
want
to be the girl where he like, yeah, like, it really didn't mean nothing to me. I was just doing
he
it.
He lying to both of
you. Okay, but I'm saying, but which girl do you want to be? Do you
want neither.
I'm just saying, that's not like me.
Hold on.
Let me say,
you're gonna be the one he said.
Excuse me.
Hold on. So when you in a relationship with your man, right?
Mm-hmm.
you supposed to be 100 and thorough with your man. Like, y'all heart's supposed to beat the same type of beat type shit. Like, this nigga need to know every motherfucking thing about you. You know this nigga so well, he wake up and make a step, and you be like, nigga, you about to do this today, huh? You just know his whole routine, everything about you, baby boy. Let me finish. Know his whole routine, you know every motherfucking thing about you. So what would be the issue of the nigga telling you the truth? Because at the end of the day, he talking to his homie. He talking to somebody that he could be able to do that with.
I mean, it's different situations, though. I feel like it's all circumstantial. Like, I want you to be honest about, like, shit you doing in the streets, how you get your money, stuff like that. But I'm saying when it comes down to, like, the cheating aspect of it, I don't want to be the one who you just be like, yeah, I was fucking with her, I was fucking her, and I liked her. No. I want to be the one who you be
you
like.
You should want to be the one. I want to be the one where you like, is this your main nigga, or is this your boyfriend that you potentially see yourself marrying?
This my boyfriend. He didn't tell me it didn't mean nothing. I'm sorry. Like, really, I don't even accept.
So what you're doing to lie to you?
But I'm saying, yeah, like, tell me.
I don't want nobody to lie to me.
I don't know.
Because if you my hoe, yeah, because that's crazy. Anyway.
He gonna say that I didn't mean it, but
if
I'm
you're
alive,
my boyfriend, you're gonna turn around and still I didn't know what you're doing.
That's crazy.
So how can you be around somebody you don't trust?
I'm saying it's not about that though. Like how can you not trust them? If you don't know somebody lying, then how do you not trust them?
What?
It's delusion.
Yeah, if you don't know, how you just like
how would you say that somebody lying to you if you don't know? So you just want to play dumb the whole time.
Right. It's not playing dumb.
Niggas love dummies.
That's not playing dumb.
Niggas never leave their dummies. That's
oh my god.
But that's the whole
I'm gonna say this. If I know my man is cheating on me, I don't want to know. Okay, hear me out. I don't want to know.
Okay.
I don't want to know. Shit. I don't want to know.
So I'm done.
But hold on, let me finish. Where I'm not done. But if you are cheating on me and I find out you cheating on me and I ask you and you blatantly lie to me, I'm going to have a fucking problem.
Yeah.
Now, do I want my man to come and tell me if he cheated on me? Yeah. I would respect him more as a man if he did do that, because, nigga, I'm supposed to be your girl and you cheat on me. Let me know what the fuck you got going on so I can make a decision if I want to be with your cheating ass or not.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I don't want to know.
Exactly.
Deep down, I don't want to hear my nigga say, oh, I fucked that bitch, because everybody did.
Yeah. That's everybody what I did. Was saying. I feel like that makes sense. Like,
but don't lie to me about the shit. Please don't lie to me about the shit. And I don't want you to cheat on me, but I just don't want to know about it. I don't want to know. I don't want to hear it. So if that's what you mean, then that I could see that. But if you just saying like, yeah, babe, cheat.
I'm not saying if you find out about it, that's not on him. Like, that's some shit. Like, if you find out, damn. But I'm saying like, what happened after that? That's what I'm talking about. Like, that conversation that you have after it. Like, yeah, you cheated on me. You can't lie about that. But I'm saying like, how you felt about the bitch, I don't want to know about that. Like, I want you to lie about that. I want you to tell me like,
just
she
don't
didn't
say nothing
mean,
at all.
Or don't say nothing. But I'm saying, don't if you are gonna say bitch. Something about it, then tell me like, she didn't mean nothing to me. Like, she was just nothing. Like, even if you was talking to this bitch for 6 years, she didn't mean nothing to
so
me.
So what would happen after that conversation?
I mean,
if she
probably,
did mean something.
If she did mean something, then like, then it, I mean, it should be cut off either
then
way.
Then you keep going back
but
and
I'm
going
saying,
back and
like,
going back.
Then I know that this is something that you're not gonna let up because you've been fucking with her for 6 years and you fuck with her. But if you're telling
and
me
you
like, this
lie.
Was a one night thing, it
and
didn't mean nothing. I don't even know this bitch for real.
But how would you know?
But I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. I don't want to know. But if you want to tell me something, I'd rather you tell me what I want to hear.
But he's gonna tell you a lie.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I'd rather hear that than hear, yeah, I've been fucking with her for 6 years, off and on.
So
and
he
I feel
come,
like a nigga
so he,
like that, I just be with a different nigga this.
So he
I mean, yeah, but I'm just saying if you don't want to, then
so he come
why?
To tell you, hey, babe, yeah, so I was fucking this girl, but I really don't give a fuck about her. Whole time he had 3 babies with her, you don't even know about it. But it's cool because you don't know the truth. So you going to keep riding with him the whole time.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that I'm going to stay or leave. I'm just saying when it comes down to having that conversation, if you have to tell me, like, your relationship with this other girl, I don't want to hear, like,
how deep of a relationship.
I don't want to know that. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying, like, when you caught, you caught. It's no lying your way out of that. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying lie to me like that. I'm just saying, like, don't tell me, like, I was in love with this bitch. Because, like, damn, what I'm going to do with my feelings now? Like,
how am I going to suck the shit, like, up and smack the fuck out of him and get shit, over it?
Then, but then what? Then what? You just go home and you sad. And
you're going to go home and be sad, depressed anyway.
I mean,
anyway.
Shit, yeah, but at least you're going to be sad and this nigga lied to you to say your feelings and shit. Fuck it. It's a different type of sad. It's one, like, damn, he didn't give a fuck about me. And then it's like, damn, he messed up. Like, that's two different types of sad.
Cheating is not a messed up, I mean, it's a lot of thought into cheating. So that's not a mistake.
I don't think with niggas is a lot of thought. I think it's careless.
Niggas ain't a lot of thought.
It's not a lot of thought. It's careless.
You know that shit. Niggas just
how it don't take a lot of thought to text a bitch, link a bitch, go to a bitch house. But that's a lot of work to put into a whole nother bitch that don't look like your bitch.
You could have went, exactly. You could have took your ass home and fucked. I mean, you could have, but.
And now I don't want you to come home and fuck me neither, because now you coming home fucking me, but you thinking about a whole nother bitch. Now I don't want you. I'm dry. Go.
She made a good point, though. She said a lot of men just marry who's available at the time.
I don't think men just marry who's available at the time. Y'all good? You bad?
Now you know we're gonna be controversial as fuck, girl. Don't worry about it.
She's gonna be a world star of the week. Don't worry about it. Yo, we got the homies in the building. We got the big homies house, episode 71. Ladies, y'all good?
Yeah.
Y'all good? Everybody fine?
Yeah.
Man, episode 71. We out.